ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this morning we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 3, entitled Jamaraj Instructs His Messenger, text number 9 and 10. I'll just read text number 9. Niyamanam tava adesad asma bhiryatanam griham व्यामोचयन् पादहीनं छित्त्वा पाशन् प्रहसन्नते। वी वेर ब्रिंगिंग द मोस्ट सिनफुल अजामिला टुवर्ड्स द हेलिश प्लैनेट फॉलोइंग योर ऑर्डर। व्हेन दोज ब्यूटिफुल पर्सन्स फ्रॉम सिद्धलोक फोर्सिबली कट द नट ऑफ द रोप with which we were arresting him. Text number 10. Please repeat. Tan te beditum ikchama yadi naha manase chamam narayana iti अभिहिते मा भई इति आययु द्रुतम् तांस्ते वेदुत्तमिच्छामो तांते वेदुत्तमिच्छामो यदि नो मन्यसे क्षमम् नारायणेत्यभिहिते मा भैरित्यायुद्रुतम् तांस्ते वेदुतमिच्छामो यदि नो मन्यसे क्षमम् नारायण इति अभेते मा भैरित्यायुरुतम् तांस्ते वेदुतमिच्छामो यदि नो मन्यसे क्षमम् नारायण इति अभेते माभिर इत आयुरद्रुतम्। Mataji. Tan about them. Te from you. Beditum to know. Ikshamaha we wish. Yadi if. Naha for us. Mannese you think. Chama suitable. Narayana Narayana. Iti thus. Abhihite being uttered. Ma do not. Bhai fear. Iti thus. Ayuhu they arrived. Drutam very soon. Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. As soon as the sinful Ajamila uttered the name Narayana, the four beautiful men immediately arrived and reassured him, saying, "Do not fear, do not fear. Wish to know about them from your lordship. If you think we are able to understand them, kindly describe who they are." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The order carriers of Jamaraj, being very much aggrieved because of their defeat by the four Vishnudutas, wanted to bring them before Jamaraj and, if possible, punish them. Otherwise, they desire to commit suicide. Before pursuing their course, however, they wanted to know about the Vishnuduta from Jamaraj, who is also omniscient. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurjani Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadevi Aima Puro Vibho Nirmaya sete adamu supurusa bhukte gunan sodasa sodasatmakam sholam krishistam bhagavan bachansime gurave gaurachandraya radhikaya itadalaye krishnaya krishna bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya namo namaha Vancha kalpatarubhyascha Kripa sindhuvayevacha Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanda Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bhava Radhika Madhuri Aswadaya Sukhaj Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Kali Prakate Brajaraj Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sriyadvaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is the concluding verse of Jamdutas. They approach Jamraj. Basically they ask one question, that how many controllers are there? That was the question. From text number 6 till text number 10, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 5, in 5 verses. So the question is very simple, that how many controllers are there? And then logically, they try to say to Jamraj that there should be only one controller. Otherwise, if there are so many controllers, there will be chaos. And therefore, we thought that you are the supreme controller. That was their conclusion. But there was their conclusion, there was their understanding, there was their belief. And with that belief they were living so far. Something new had happened. For first time, the Jamdutas were defeated. Mentally, physically, in every way they are defeated. Hindi mein bolte hain pasina chu jata hai. Ka pasina chu gaya. Nothing was left for them. Mentally they were defeated. They thought that they know the religious principle. In previous chapter, Vishnuduta, they asked them, hey, you say that you are the servant of Jamraj, Dharmaraj. If you are servant of Dharmaraj, then you must be knowing the religious principle. Please, can you tell us what is the religious principle? The challenge. So they were very good servant, I must say, that they knew. We must learn from this one, that we devotee of ISKCON, we should know about ISKCON. What is ISKCON? Who is the founder of ISKCON? What is the philosophy of ISKCON? And all the things should be known to all the devotees. What is the purpose of forming ISKCON? Otherwise, you will be defeated. Anybody can ask question, what is the purpose of ISKCON? Who is the founder of ISKCON? So Jamdutas, they were asked good question by Vishnuduta, and they knew very well. Therefore, they explain about the religious principle, about tattva, about dharma. But they did not know about supreme dharma. Havai punsa paro dharmo etaro bhaktir adukchaje ahetuki apratihatayatma suprasiddhati. They knew about dharma, they didn't know about paradharma. So they were bewildered. And Vishnudutas, they talked about paradharma. And that was demonstrated by Ajamil. The Vishnudutas, Jamdutas were worried, or their defense was that this man was so sinful. He had committed so much sin. He had not done any atonement. How he can be released? From top to bottom, he is sinful. And he should be sent to hell. according to our book, according to our understanding, he is irreligious. He is not a religious person. But in their book, they are nothing about Hare Krishna or chanting the name of Narayan. They didn't know. That we want that which was explained by Vishnudutta. So first, their rope that they had tied Ajamil was cut. Secondly, they were defeated in the argument of Dharma. So naturally, they are very unhappy. Ordinarily, these Jamduta would not dare to go in front of Jamaraj and challenge him. But this time they are really disturbed, they are frustrated, they are very angry. And in anger, they went and challenged. Sometimes it happens with us also. I have seen some devotee, they are very humble, a nice devotee. They won't challenge authority. But when they get angry, they challenge, right? What do you think you are? You know? They're just giving a hard time to me. And so on and so forth. Like others. When they get angry, something perturbs them, something disturbs them, boom, they're there. So they were so unhappy that in one of the purport, Prabhupada writes, and I said, what's the use of serving a weak master? You are a weak master. What's the use of serving you? Better we look for a new job. Like that. Other thing we learn from this section of the asking question is, we learn from Jamaraj as a manager, as a leader, society. Every devotee of ISKCON is a leader, his own way. Leader does not mean you have to be president or vice president or something. Leader means leader. One who can lead other to one and all. So one of the things a leader should learn from this section is how to be patient. If a person comes to you, first you hear him. We learn from doctor. Doctor, when a patient go, then doctor, they hear from patient very nicely everything. And just by hearing so nicely by the patient, or when the patient see that doctor is hearing my problem, their 50% disease goes off. The mental disease. Physical disease is one thing, but mental disease goes off. They cool off, they come down. Then doctor can treat him nicely. If somebody in perturbed condition, disturbed condition, and even doctor gives injection or medicine has power, but still it will not be that effective as the person is cool off. Because there is no negativity from the mind of patient. Same way, person in general, people in general, when they come to ask to us some question, we should hear them very patiently. And this is a science. Hearing somebody is a science. If you hear, then you are establishing a relationship with that person to reveal himself, to open his heart. That person starts putting faith in you. Yes, this person hears me. Quite often, to hear this complaint. Oh, he has no time for us. Such a big leader, has no time for us. We want to say something, there is no time. We can see today in society, the leaders, they have no time for citizens. So there are big murcha everywhere, demonstration going on. Why all this demonstration? Just to bring in the attention of the leaders that, hey, we got some problem. Please you hear. There was a time when Lord Ramchandra was the ruler. He had all the time for hearing from citizen. Not only daytime, even night time. He used to go in disguise to find out what people had to talk. When they come to ask questions, that's one thing. But otherwise also he used to go. So leaders should be very expert and patient in hearing. When somebody comes to us challenging, our blood starts boiling. You nonsense. You're challenging me? He became devotee 2 days back. You're challenging me? That's usually we get our attitude. We become very defensive. I mean, indirectly, what they are saying. Kintu, kati santihi sastaro. How many rulers are there? That is the. How many controllers or rulers are there in this material world? A very challenging question they ask, Jamraj. Very challenging question. And Jamraj, see the difference. If somebody asks us a question like this, we become very defensive and we try to shut him down. But Jamraj are differently. Jamraj say, hey, this my servants were very humble. And today they are asking all these challenging questions. Must be something has gone wrong. See the viewpoint of Jamraj? Ordinarily, they will not challenge me. But they are challenging means there is something wrong. So he wanted to find out what is wrong. So, he went on hearing them. But still he couldn't find out what was the reason that they are so upset about. They are so disturbed. What is the reason? Why they are defeated? Why this Ajamil was rescued? Who was sinful? Why? But still he was giving them enough chance to finish their everything. He did not interrupt. Why are you asking this question? Who dare to defy my order? He didn't do all this thing. He went on hearing. And then their anger also came down slowly. And then from text number 8 till 10, these 3 verses, you will see totally different thing. The real secret was revealed now by Jamduta. Text number 8, study class. Tasyate vihito dando na loke vartate adhuna chaturbhir adhutai siddhai agyate vipralambhita. Agyate vipralambhita. They have surpassed your order, my lord. So if Jamraj is asking, who are they? Whom are you talking about? They also said, I don't know who are these people. We have never seen them. We have never seen anybody like that. Naturally. Jamduta jesa only people in 2 hands. Right? They have never seen the people in 4 hands. So you see, Chaturbhuja, Chaturbhir Adhutai, they are Adhut. They are not ordinary. They are extraordinary. And not only that, the Damdutas, they have only rope in their hand. And Vishnu Duta with four hands, they have Sankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. So, पहले तो दो हाथ वाले थे, वो चार हाथ वाले, तो शक्ति भी उनकी चार हाथ की होगी. इनके पास केवल रस्सी था, उनके पास अस्त्र था, तो डर गए बेचारे. अद्भुत है, they are not ordinary. Look wise also, Jamduta you are looking so ugly. Vishnu Duta looking so beautiful, Vaikuntha man. So what do you expect? Naturally they'll be. And they said, we don't know who are there, but looks like Siddhas. They are not from this planet. Wherever your jurisdiction is there, my lord, they are not from there. They are Siddhalok. They are from Siddha. Therefore they defy your order. Jai Sisi Gaunita Estranuchimma Sasveri Ki Jai. So even after hearing this thing, Jamaraj did not interrupt. He did not say anything. He wanted to know more about this Chaturbhujai. Who are these Chaturbhujai? Then what Jamduta, what they saw, they are describing. They are saying, my lord, they are four armed, they are four-handed, armed with weapons. They appear to be like the people from Siddha Loka. Because of them, they define your order. They surpass. Bihito dandu na loka vartati adhuna. Till now nobody dared to do this thing. First time this thing has happened. First time. Kya sun rahe ho? For first time, this thing had happened. Niyamana, my lord, we are about to drag Ajamil. We are about to bring him. Tava adesa, following your order. To that Ajamil to Yatanagriha. We are about to bring him, following your order, to Yatanagriha. And that time, these four armed people, they came. Chitva pasan prasthyate. By force, they cut the rope that we had tied Ajamil. Vyamochana pathakim chitva. They released that sinful Ajamil by cutting the rope. So as if when the Jamduta were saying, they were crying actually, they had tear in their eyes. They were crying, my lord, such a pity situation never happened with us. First time this kind of a thing happened. Still Jamaraj did not intervene or he didn't say anything. He was quiet. Or indirectly he wanted to know, who are these people? Four armed, okay. He heard about these four armed people. He wanted to know, how did these people come? How did these people come? To protect a sinful person? Because from childhood, he was well-versed, well-educated, qualified Brahmana. But in between, you know, he got messed up in his life and committed nothing but sin. So if these four armed people came, Jamaraj understood that they are Vishnu Duta. But when he was wondering that how Vishnu Duta came for the sinful Ajamil, that has been disclosed in this verse. It said, Narayana iti abhihite. As soon as he chanted the holy name of Narayan, these four people came, assuring him, do not worry, That ayuhu drutam, drutam. If you go from here to Pune, that highway called Drutmarg. Something like that? Highway? Drutmarg? Pal padhe ho? Likha hota hai. Drutmarg jane ka raasta. Right? Fast speed mein jane ka raasta. So they came, Drutam. Very fast. Very soon they appeared. As soon as they chanted the name Narayan, they appeared. Yamaraj understood. Oh, so this is what he did. Now, this Jamduta, they do not want to be in controversy anymore. So they want to know clearly once for all. Earlier, they have told him, Prabhu, you are saksham. You are powerful. You know everything. Now he is saying, Tans te beditum ikchamo. Te matlab, to you, O my dear Prabhu, who knows about this everything. We wish to know. But even, so there's two things they have asked. One thing they asked, that how many controllers are there? And here they are asking about the glory of holy name, Narayan, and about Vishnudutta. So this is other way, other thing to learn, that how to ask a question. Tadabiddhi pranipatena pariprasena sevaya. Upadyakchandite jnanam jnana tattva darsana. They wanted to know in truth, in reality, tattvataha. Taaste vedatum ichhamo tattvataha. Tattvataha. It's everything as it is they wanted to know. Well, wanting something is a different thing. But whether it is good or not, is other thing. We want so many things. But whether it is good for us or not, that had to be decided by the person who gives, or our well-wisher. Like a small child, he wants so many things, he asks from his father. But father sees what is good for him. So same way, Jamduta is saying, Tanste bedatum ikchamo. We wish to know from you, tatvatah. Yadi naham annase chamam. Chamam means kalyan. Chema, chamam. If you think it is beneficiary for us, it is good for us, or if we can understand this thing, if we, in our capacity to grasp this, then, otherwise, if not, then please you can tell us, no, you will never understand this thing. So let us not waste time. So therefore, we can see here the humility, tradapi sunichena, or tadabiddhi pranipatena, by using this word, yadi no manyase chama, yadi na manyase chama. If you think that we are capable, we are suitable to know about this thing, or if this thing has any benefit for us, then please explain to us that what is that name Narayan and who are these people. So Prabhupada, in the purport, he picks up one thing, that they were angry, they were disturbed. If it was in their power, they could have dragged Vishnu Duta and brought in front of Jamaraj. To say, look at, these are the guys who had stopped us from doing our service. But they couldn't do it. So they wanted to know. And if they don't get the answer for this, and they are so frustrated, they are so insulted, Prabhupada said, otherwise they desire to commit suicide. So they are on the peak of frustration and they are ready to commit suicide if they don't get the answer for this, if they don't get satisfaction. So any man who is honor, dishonor is worse than death. So they were disowned, they were insulted, they felt insulted. They were not insulted, but they felt insulted. Vishnu Duta cannot insult anybody. Devotee cannot insult anybody. But the people who are in mood of material nature, they feel insulted even for a small thing. As long as we are in Maya, we feel insulted. But when we become Krishna conscious, then we never feel insulted. Prabhupada gives an example of a small child. A small child who is surrendered to his parents. Sometime, if he does some mistake and the parent chastise him, he'll simply laugh. If they insult even him, he'll simply laugh. Or even if they praise him, he will also laugh. So for him, praise and insult doesn't make difference. Same way, if somebody surrenders the Supreme Personality of Godhead unconditionally, then for him, praise and insult has no meaning. No meaning. Mahatmanastu bam bartha devi prakriti masata bhajanti ananya manaso gyatva bhutadi mabhyam. Nahi other hai? Samsuk. Bhajanti mam dhrina prata. How is that? No. There is one sloka where it says that whether they get honor or dishonor. Jitātmana prasantasya paramātmā samāhita siddhāsana sukha dukkhetu tadāmāna apmānayo. One in jitātmana, one who controls his senses, one who is fully surrendered to Krishna, for him, honor, dishonor doesn't make any difference. But this Jamduta were not free from that. Therefore they felt insulted. And a person who is on a peak, they were the servant of Jamaraj. So Jamaraj is, final for people who die. So they were his servant. So they were also, कभी कभी होता है ना, मालिक से ज़्यादा नौकर को घमंड हो जाता है, कि मेरा बड़ा मालिक है, मैं बड़ा मालिक का नौकर हूँ. Sometimes the servant becomes more popular than the master, big master. I know it happens with my driver. Every time they say, Prabhuji, आपका driver है बड़ा दादागिरी कर रहा है. I don't support that, but because he's my driver, so they do this thing. Right, Lakshmana? Problem is there, no? So, the Jamduta, therefore, first time they were insulted. Nobody dared to insult them so far. That nice story in Mahabharata about the insult. That how a man, the same thing, a man who is honored, dishonored is worse than death. Once, when there was a fight between Karna and Yudhishthira, Karna has given a word to Mother Kunti that in all circumstances she will have 5 sons. Many opportunities came that Karna could have killed Yudhishthir or Bhima, but he didn't kill any of them because he wanted to kill Arjun. That was his goal of whole Mahabharata fight in Karna's life. So Yudhishthir was wounded very badly, almost to death, and he was brought back in camp. That time Arjuna came to know about this thing, and Krishna said, "Look, let us go. Let us go and finish Karna. Let's go." But Arjun said, No. I want to go and see Maharaj Yudhishthira, how he is our king. I want to see him first." So they came to the camp to see Maharaj Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira, when he heard that Arjun has come, he was very happy. Haridas, raat ko pahara de raha tha kya? So Yudhishthira was very happy that he must have killed Karna and now he has come. But when Yudhishthira came to know that no, he has not fought with Karna, he just came to see him, Yudhishthira became so angry and told, "What's the use of your Gandiva? Break it and throw it away." As soon as Yudhishthira told this thing, Arjun took out the sword and was about to chop the head of Maharaj Yudhishthira. Krishna held him. He said, "Hey, what are you doing?" He said, "I am going to kill him." He said, "You are going to kill him? He is your king. He is your father-like brother. How can you kill him?" Arjun said, "My dear Lord, you know I am helpless. You know that I have taken a vow that if anybody insults Gandiva or anybody tells to break Gandiva, I will finish him up. So I have to fulfill my vow. I am Kshatriya. I must kill Yudhishthira." He said, No. "There are different ways to kill. If really you want to kill him, then blaspheme him. A man whose honor, dishonor is worse than death. He is worse than death. Disown him." Then Arjuna started. It was there in his heart. So he started, boom. He started his last on Maharaj Yudhishthira. "You are nonsense. Because of you, we all brother are here in the forest. Because of you, this Mahabharata took place. You are very fond of gambling. Because of your gambling, this thing happened." And so many things, boom, 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 he went on telling to Maharaj Yudhishthira. After he told everything, you know, when anger comes, it doesn't last for long. But reaction after anger. So, for second time again, Arjuna took out the sword. Then Krishna again hold him. He said, "Hey, what are you doing now?" He said, "I want to kill myself." He said, "Why you want to kill yourself?" And then Arjuna started crying. He said, "Maharaj Yudhishthira is not only our king, he is like my father, he is my elder brother. And how did I do all this thing? After doing this thing, I don't want to sustain my life. I don't want to live anymore." So Krishna said, "There are other ways also to kill yourself." "So what is the other way to kill?" He said, "You praise yourself. You glorify yourself by your own mouth. Glorifying oneself by own mouth is as good as death." Now how many of us glorify ourselves? We all, huh? We all like to say, "Hey, I can do this thing, I have done this thing, I have done this thing, boom, boom, boom." So Arjuna started glorifying himself. I am one who win Draupadi. I am one who did this thing. I am one who did this thing. I am one. He went on glorifying himself. Then Krishna said, okay, now everything all right. Sit down. Peaceful. Now let us go to fight Karna. So the two things we learn from that, that a person whose honor, dishonor is worse than death. So this Jamduta, for first time in their life, they got defeated. Can you imagine? First time. Mentally, physically, emotionally, every way they got defeated. They were last thing. If Jamaraj would have not answered, Prabhupada said here, the order career of Jamaraj, being very much aggrieved because of their defeat by the four Vishnu Dutas, wanted to bring them before Jamaraj and if possible punish them. Otherwise, they desired to commit suicide. They wanted to commit suicide. So anyway, Jamaraj was very happy to hear the description of Vishnu Dutaj. And towards the end, first time he heard the name Narayan from the mouth of Jamduta. This Jamduta will never utter the name Narayan. And Jamaraj is also Dharmaraj. He became so happy. First time he heard the name Narayan. So pleasing to him to hear the name Narayan. And therefore, Sukadeva Goswami said in next verse, Iti devas aprishtha prajasamyamanojamaha prithaha sadutat pratyaha asmaran padambujam hare prithaha. The word has been there, prithaha. Means being very pleased. Jamaraj became very pleased by hearing the name Narayan. I mean, of course, he became pleased by whole sequence, but towards the end, when he heard the name Narayan, he was very happy. And thus, he had answered so sweetly, so nicely, explaining very nicely that they understood their real duty. So that we'll be hearing later on. But the holy name of Narayan is very powerful. So to summarize this verse here, in conclusion, the Jamdutas, they gave the cause of their defeat. Why they were defeated? Because of this forearm. Jamdutas were only three, right? And Vishnudutas were four. So in number also there were more extra. In hand wise also they have only six hands. Right? And they have 12 hands. 16 hands, right? So more hands they had. And they had only rope. Three rope. And they have eight weapons. So in they didn't want to play with Vishnu Dutaj, you know, they also have to save their life. So they were frightened and they came. So Jamaraj will explain to them later on. Now I'll stop here. If anybody has any comment or question. Yes.
Hare
Vishnu.
Hare Krishna. Yamadutas asked Yamaraj, how many controllers are there? That means Yamadutas were not aware that there is a supreme person called Krishna, Vishnu or Narayana. And Yamaraja himself he is one of the 12 Mahajanas and devotee of Krishna. So Yamadutas closely associated with Yamaraj. So how they did not become a devotee of Krishna, or how they were not aware that there is a person called Krishna?
Well, somebody may have done master degree. And if he wants to teach a small child, he will only teach the child what he can understand. If a high school boy and start teaching him master degree course, will he understand? No, he will not understand. The same way, even if Yamaraj would try to teach Jamdutas about Narayan, about Vaikuntha and all these things, they would not understood because they were primary school or high school. But now they have advanced by association of Vishnuduta, just by having darshan. They become purified. Darsana pavitra kara eto mara guna. They become purified. Not only that, they heard the glory of holy name by which they got defeated. They thought that prayaschitta, atonement is everything for them. But they didn't know that there is something beyond atonement. Atonement can only clear the ground, but not under the ground. But the holy name can not only clear on the top, but also down. Vartamanas yat papam yad bhuta yad bhavishyati tas sarvam nirdhasyasu govinda nalakirtanam. All the sin committed in past, present and future, everything can be nirdhasyasu. It can be burned to ashes simply by chanting the holy name of Govinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So they heard the importance of chanting of the holy name. From whom they heard? From authorized source, from bona fide source. So just by darshan, they got purified. Right? Then the whole atmosphere, so far this Jamduta were marukato, 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 they were busy in this thing. For first time they had satsang. And satsang was not from anywhere else. It was from the Vaikuntha man directly. See? So their consciousness was purified. They were angry, but towards the end, you know, they talk about Narayan. They remember that how, just by chanting the holy name of Narayan, how he was released. They could understand. So now they were on right platform to understand the subject matter. Therefore, Yamaraj became very happy. Oh, my dear son, at least first time you have inquired something very nice. So here it is. Therefore, he described about the Lord and about the real dharma, para dharma, and the knower of dharma, and so on and so forth. That we will be hearing later. Okay? Yes, Haradas, Mantu, whatever. Here, here.
हरे कृष्णा. जैसे बोला गया कि दर्शन पवित्र कर यही तुम्हारा गुण. अभी जो नारायण को भगवान के दूत आए थे पार्षद, वो तो अजामिल को पकड़ने के लिए अजामिल को बचाए. बचने जो पापी लोग है यमराज के दूत लोग, उनको दर्शन किए. तो दर्शन करने के बाद उनका वो तो दर्शन करने के पवित्र हो जाना चाहिए, फिर वही काम करेंगे ना ड्यूटी छोड़ देंगे.
वेरी गुड क्वेश्चन. I never thought about this. No. Best service is to serve. Best devotee means who serves his master. For a devotee, Narayana parasarve inakuta sasnarvirte. Whether they go to heaven or hell, wherever they go, doesn't matter. Service is important. They like to serve. Arjun didn't mind to become a fool number one. Do you think Arjun could have become in Maya? No. Krishna says, Bhakta says, Sakameti, you are my devotee, you are my friend. How my devotee can go in Maya? But he was ready to go in Maya. So that we will get benefit of hearing Bhagavad Gita. So devotees of the Lord are ready to do anything for the Lord. Anything. You know that story, no? Krishna has headache. That headache story, eh? Radharani said, take it as much as you want. Take the dust. And Nara said, Hare, you go to hell. I said, no matter, I will go. I don't mind to go in hell. Let my Lord be happy. That is the service mode. So Jamdutas, they have a servant mode. And by that service, they get benefit. Serving Krishna in any way, they are serving his system. Lord comes because of them. Indrari vyakulam loke medyanti juge juge. When the whole system gets disturbed, then the Lord comes. So he is in the system, the Jamdutas in the system. And they are following. So whether chant Hare Krishna or take them to Jamaraj, both are same. Because they are serving a Mahajana, Jamaraj. Okay, no problem. Even I become Jamduta, no problem. I know myself.
Hare Krishna Babaji. We hear from your class that Jamaraj, he heard from Jamadutas to give better solutions. So in the same way, when the preacher, they are preaching in outside, some other sampradaya like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Mayavadi bhasa sunle hoye sarvanas. So how to hear from like Mayavadi's other philosophy?
You don't need to hear from Mayavadi. Hear from Vaishnava. Why you have to hear from Mayavadi? There are so many Vaishnavas are there. You don't need to hear from Mayavadi. But if you are pure devotee, then it will not be affected. But better to be, you know, safer than. Better be safer. You don't need to hear from Mayavadi.
Thank you.
Hear from devotees. Hear from Prabhupada. Okay, here, Sarmaji has a question. Better to be safe than sorry. और आजकल मायावादी भी नहीं रह गए हैं सब मर गए वो खाने कमाने वाले मायावादी हैं पहले मायावादी असली मायावादी थे मायावादी नहीं रह गए हैं वो तो पेट पूजा के लिए मायावादी लोग हैं मैं देखता हूं बनारस में हरे कृष्ण ही बोलते हैं पहले मायावादी हरे कृष्ण ही बोलते थे पक्का मायावादी थे ये तो लाल कपड़ा पहन लिए हैं ताकि लोग प्रणाम करेंगे दो चार रुपए दे देंगे खाने कमाने के लिए मायावादी नहीं रह गए
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, is this katha of Satyuga or some other yuga? Azamil katha.
What does it make difference?
It does not look like katha of Satyuga.
I said, how does it make difference?
Because?
We take the substance. Kate hai na? Aam khao. Gutli mat gina. अरे होली नेम का वर्णन है वो देखो ना कहां मतलब का है कब का है
क्लियर नहीं दे रखा ना इसलिए समझ में आ रहा कब का है
वेल आई डोंट नो बट होली नेम इज कैपेबल यू नो इज इन दिस एज कलयुग
या
सज्जुग वा तपस्या
सो लुक्स लाइक ऑफ कलयुग आई
डोंट वांट टू स्पेकुलेट
बिकॉज़ हिज एज इज आल्सो नॉट ऑफ लाइक
ओनली 80 ईयर
Yeah, so that looks like Kali Yuga is.
Again, I don't want to speculate. Just be happy by chanting the holy name. Like Ajamil got liberated. So chant Hare Krishna and be liberated.
Another question, Prabhuji. We have heard either Vishnu Duta or Yam Dutas. So Yam Dutas are supposed to carry all sinful peoples. But those who are qualified for Swarga Loka, they are carried by whom?
No, they also go up to anybody who has karma. They go to Jamaraj.
They first go to Jamaraj. So that means...
And one who has no karma, they are karma free, they go directly to Vaikuntha.
No, but those Purna Karmas people, those who go to Swarga Loka.
Yes, through Jamaraj.
Through Jamaraj, no? So that means the Yamdutas will know that they are good people, they will not punish them on the way.
They put garland to them and they bring it. They have all information, no?
Uh-huh.
They have warrant order with them.
Achha.
Whom to arrest, whom to not arrest.
Uh-huh.
They will not come and arrest us. Only the dead body. And also according to their karma. They have all the information. Jamduta, they have all information of the karma of the living entity.
Uh-huh. So good karmas people will be going respectfully. They will not drag them or beat them on the way. Yamdutas.
I don't know about that. That's their duty. They have to tie and take it away.
Because they take to Yamraj and then Yamraj asks the
Chatragupta. They cannot give punishment.
They cannot give.
Punishment is awarded by Yamraj.
By. So Yamraj only decides to who goes to Swargaloka, who goes to Narkaloka.
Just like in traffic light, when you break the traffic system, the court will give punishment, not the policeman. But we think, oh, Yamraj ki dutiyan khade hain. Same as Yamraj is the one who gives the punishment or reward, not Jamduta.
Right. Hare Krishna.
Any other question? All right. We'll stop here. Grandhrasyam Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.